This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 140, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 140. My name is Richard Taylor, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. You can email me if you like, richard@rrradio.com. So the garden gate to the summer of 2010 is right in front of us, and I'm ready to step through. So we lost a great one this last week, Dennis Hopper. He's an actor. He was in Rebel Without a Cause, and one of my favorites, Blue Velvet, as well as Easy Rider and Colors. He died in Venice Beach, Los Angeles. He was 74. He reportedly told David Lynch, "Don't bother casting anybody for Frank Booth, because I am Frank Booth." He fit that character perfectly. Rest in peace, Dennis Hopper. So the Lost series finale has come and gone. 6 years on the island. It actually started out the same time that podcasting was born, in the fall of 2004. There are quite a few podcasts about Lost over the years. I've listened to several of them. Some fans were disappointed with the finale, but most of them liked it, according to a poll on Dark UFO. Out of 52,000, over 76% really liked the episode. The ending has sparked quite a bit of discussion. All the questions were not answered, but the fact that there were unanswered questions after season 6 was not a surprise to me. Since there were unanswered questions after Season 1, more questions after Season 2, more questions after Season 3, etc., all the way to the end. Everyone, it seems, had their own checklist of what they wanted answered. The producers said they knew they could not please everyone with the ending, but they ended the show the way they and the writers wanted to. So be it. Damon Lindelof said his biggest TV influence was Twin Peaks. It showed many times on Lost. David Lynch has said that the TV executives forced him to reveal who killed Laura Palmer mid-second season of Twin Peaks because the viewers demanded it, and that event ended up ruining the Twin Peaks TV series. So what do you have going on this summer of 2010? What kind of barbecues, parties, special events, concerts? Let the other listeners of Roots Rock Radio share your stories. Email them to richard@rrradio.com. Here's some dates in rock and roll history from around the web. In 1968, the Beatles began recording what became known as the White Album. It was the first Beatles album released on the Apple label, their own label. The first track they recorded was Revolution. This is an odd one. In 2009, Mick Jagger offered to buy an ice cream van, but was turned down by its owner. The owner had spent 10 years restoring the rusting van to perfection after he spotted it on a farm being used as a chicken shed. Mick Jagger reportedly offered him £100,000 for the ice cream van, but he turned it down. He promised his daughter he would drive her to her wedding. In 1961, Chuck Berry opened Berry Park, an amusement complex near St. Louis. 1966, the Monkees TV series began filming. In 69, Jimi Hendrix was featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, which was on sale for 35 cents. 77, the Patti Smith Group started a 9-night residency at New York CBGB's. And in 1977, I talked about this a bit the last show, the BBC announced a ban on the new Sex Pistols single, God Save the Queen, saying it was in gross bad taste. And there was a warning placed to all radio stations saying the playing of the single would be in breach of a section of the Broadcasting Act. The single immediately went to number 2 on the UK chart. Here's a couple of questions that I will have answers for later on in the show. In 1964, the Rolling Stones made their TV debut on what television show? And the second question, the Beatles' White Album, the double LP, what was its official title? answers later on in the show. Also later in the show, some listener email and comments on Facebook. I want to thank all servicemen and women in the U.S. Armed Forces for their service to our country, anywhere in the world that they may be. And I also want to thank their families. First up, the Doughboys. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Man. money, but I have paid my debt. Some nights I still wind up in trouble. No, I ain't finished yet. No excuses, no apologies, no mega plan. I am a stand up, a stand up, a stand up man. Maybe I'm just kinda crazy.
Another day, another dollar. another day to live in small. Another day, another dollar. Another day, better run for cover. Another day, another dollar.
We just heard Pitchfork. We heard their tune Already Gone from San Antonio, Texas, on the web, myspace.com, Pitchfork TX. Before that, we heard Guthrie Kennard, Another Day, Another Dollar, on the web, GuthrieKennard.com. Also another Texan, this time from Dallas, Fort Worth. Before that, we heard Grant Langston. We heard his tune Stand Up Man, on the web, GrantLangston.com. And opening the set from Plainfield, New Jersey, we heard the Doughboys. We heard their tune Breakout on the web, TheDoughboysNJ.com. Here's some listener email. Hey, Richard, wanted to pass along. Got to see the drive-by truckers here in Lexington, Kentucky. I found out about them through your podcast. Keep up the good work. Ben from Lexington. Here's some comments left on facebook.com/rootsrockradio. From Marty Woods, I want my own rock and roll podcast except for all the work you gotta put in, emails you gotta answer, crappy music you gotta sit through. Maybe I'll stick with you instead. Can't wait to hear what's coming. Also from Marty, I owe you a beer for all the cool bands you've introduced me to. Harry Keys and the Stone Coyotes to begin with, keep up the good work. Hey Marty, thanks for your comments on Facebook, and the Stone Coyotes are also featured in this podcast. Here's an odd story. There's a woman who fell asleep on a late-night United Express from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia. She failed to wake up after the 50-passenger plane touched down and everyone else disembarked. A cleaning crew eventually roused her. In 1989, Rolling Stone Bill Wyman secretly married 19-year-old Mandy Smith. All four other Stones attended. The marriage lasted 17 months. Bill Wyman also quit the Rolling Stones at one point. Not the best decisions, Mr. Wyman. Next up, the John Henrys. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Tear I cry. What's become of true romance? You know, that unselfish kind. Well, you say that it's useless, like a check that's not signed. You're all taking no gift, babe, so listen to this. Yeah, yeah, are you ready for fail? Love, I'm begging for a kiss. When I see you, I smile. Yeah, sometimes you smile back. You had me going in circles. A romance called a sign. But I've loosened your grip, babe. I broke open your fist. Yeah, yeah, you can play your games elsewhere. I'm begging for a kiss. I'll shut down the action to jump on command. But it's great satisfaction with theatrics at hand. Well, that's more than I want, babe. Scratch my back off your list. Yeah, yeah, take your ego net downtown. I'm begging for a kiss. You think I'm your puppet. You keep on yanking my strings. Well, I'll show you my hand, babe. You know it's aces and kings. Well, I'm searching for heaven, some premarital bliss. Yeah, yeah, but I've got other options, and they don't resist. I'm begging for a kiss. I'm begging for a kiss. I'm begging for a kiss. I'm begging for a kiss.
We just heard from Grainbelt. We heard their tune From an Old Bottle on the web, thegrainbelt.com. Before that, we heard from Loomis and the Lust. We heard their tune, Girl Next Door, on the web, loomisandthelust.com. Before that, we heard Begging for a Kiss from my band, Richard Taylor and the Ravers. You can find out more about us at richardtaylor.tv, including some videos. And opening the set, we heard the John Henrys. We heard their tune, Little One, on the web, thejohnhenrys.com. That was courtesy of True North Records from Canada, on the web, truenorthrecords.com. Here's a listener email. My name is Stas. When my family and I were in your country, I really liked your radio. It was a pleasure to listen to. We are constantly listening to your radio, the whole family. I would be glad if you sent me autographs of your announcers. Thanks in advance. Your radio, the best in a galaxy. Sincerely, Stas from the Ukraine. Thanks, Stas, for your email. I appreciate it. Here's some more comments from Facebook from Mike Johnson. It would be interesting to poll your listeners on their favorite shows. I wonder whether a few shows would stand out as clear favorites or if it would be pretty balanced since each show appeals to us in different ways. Actually, Mike, there are a few shows that are well over 10,000 downloads. Most all of the shows reach over 5,000 downloads within the first month or so and then gain between, say, 5,000 and 8,000 downloads over a period of the next few months. But there are a few, I think one in particular, that is approaching 12,000 downloads. Another Facebook comment from Mike. Just knowing there is another Roots Rock radio show in the works brightens my day. I just listened to the 139 for the first time while jogging with the dog after work today. How about the famous? Great song. Richard, as always, thank you for putting these shows together. This is the music I love, and there is no better place to get it than in your podcast. Thanks, Mike, for your comments. Anybody else that wants a comment at Facebook.com, you're more than welcome to. Facebook.com/RootsRockRadio. So here's the answer to the questions that I asked at the beginning of the show. In 1964, the Rolling Stones made their U.S. TV debut on The Les Crane Show. And the Beatles' White Album, the double LP, that official title was simply The Beatles. Some dates in rock and roll history that I got from around the web. In 67, The Doors released Light My Fire. It went to number one about 2 months later. And in 1970, the Kinks' Ray Davies was forced to make a 6,000-mile round trip from New York to London to record one word in a song. Davies had to change the word Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola on the band's forthcoming single, Lola, due to an advertising ban at BBC Radio. In 66, all four Beatles spent the day with Bob Dylan in his room at the Mayfair Hotel in London, England. 57, Buddy Holly and the Crickets released their first record, That'll Be the Day. 77, the Sex Pistols single, God Save the Queen, was released in the UK. Banned by TV and radio, that was a big mistake. High street shops and pressing plant workers refused to handle the record. It sold 200,000 copies in 1 week and peaked at number two on the UK charts. In 1990, American punk rocker Stiv Bators of the Dead Boys and Lords of the New Church died after being hit by a taxi in Paris. My band actually played with Stiv Bators and the Dead Boys in Washington, D.C. years ago. Next up, Ellie McGuire. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Never Take me home, straight and true. I need to lay my burdens down. Get an understanding town, but most of all, I need someone to talk to.
I keep you in the small of my heart, the small of my heart.
We just heard the Stone Coyotes. We heard their tune, Dreams of Glory, on the web, stonecoyotes.com. They have a new CD coming out called My Turn. Hopefully we'll get a copy of that we can play it for you here on the Roots Rock Radio Show. Before that, we heard Madison Violet. We heard their tune, Small of My Heart, on the web, madisonviolet.com. Before that, we heard Miss Lynn Miles. We heard her tune, Night Drive, on the web, lynnmilesmusic.com. That's courtesy of True North Records. And opening the set, we heard Emily McGuire. We heard her tune, I'd Rather Be, on the web, emilymcguire.com, from her CD, Believer. Another comment from a Roots Rock Radio listener from Facebook. From Jerry Elmore, he says, just discovered your show today, already a fan and have turned 6 people onto it so far. Thanks, man. Good job. Thank you, Jerry, for leaving your comment on Facebook. Here's some dates in rock and roll history that I found around the web. In 1966, during a 12-hour session at Abbey Road Studio, the Beatles added overdubs on Yellow Submarine, with John Lennon blowing bubbles in a bucket of water and shouting, "Full speed ahead, Mr. Captain." A roadie played on a bass drum strapped to his chest, marching around the studio with the Beatles following behind, conga line style, singing, "We All Live in a Yellow Submarine." In 64, the Rolling Stones arrived on British Airways Flight 505 at Kennedy Airport for their debut U.S. tour. In 68, Simon and Garfunkel had a number one hit with Mrs. Robinson. And in 64, during a photo session, Ringo Starr was taken ill, suffering from tonsillitis, days before a world tour was about to start. Session drummer Jimmy Nicol rushed in, came and replaced Ringo Starr and became a Beatle for 11 days. So there you have it, another Roots Rock Radio Show featuring some of the best real rock and roll bands from around the world. I hope you're enjoying this fine summer of 2010. Summer officially starts on June the 20th or June the 21st. I'm not sure which it is this year. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you're doing this summer. You're having a few barbecues, enjoying real rock and roll music, going to a few concerts, staying in the shade, hopefully. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor, signing off.